people,
previously,
what a show
on Perfect Plex
we have today. Welcome back to Unpop Review, Perfect Plex Talk Radio. About that, you can come back all you want to, but what's more important, Omega's return or Punk and Moxie between us? And but I loved it. I love when Moxie came out. I'm taking it over to question which you do have for today. As I told you, I'm gonna mix a lot of things, go a lot of ways today with that. And at it was an or thing. I'm taking Punk and Moxley Chabal over the mid that was Kenny Omega.
And YouTube any great AEW moment, and then YouTube the greatest WWE moment you can find.
Okay, I don't have
the audio. Hold up, the audio between them. Just listen to the way the microphone sounds. Bring light to shut down everybody to sit up here busting nuts over CM Punk and Moxley.
I mean, which still did not, you know, do the numbers they thought they would do, but still a great show to me. I thought Dynamite was dynamite. All right, I give it a JJ Evans all the way. Dynamite, all that nonsense. I thought it was for both moments. And you know, I'm not an Omega guy, right? I'm not. I think he's very tremendous in the ring. The top 10 favorites of all time. And again, I do say it's your favorite, though. Like, if you want to put Imperium in the top five, top four faction of all time, technically, although I laugh at it, that's your list. But so I guess you can't be wrong, right? Because it's your list. So you cannot go wrong in this. That's all right. Because his daughter, Charlotte Flair, the greatest, the best wrestler! Charlotte Flair. Oh my lord. Look at y'all. They are the greatest talker of all history.
You know what? We might as well just keep going because that's mine too.
And number four? Okay.
Number four. It's in the chat. Look at it. It's in the I numbered all.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, Perfect Plex Radio, we about to go live on him. Mike Knox, that's with three X's cause he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! After money, now you're wrong, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
Acknowledge him. You know who it is! And you know what day it is. You wake up to praise your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then wake up and praise the Alphas and the Omegas of professional wrestling. Yours truly, Mike Knox. The Z is never silent. Dice Man. And that guy, hey, ho, looking like he's about to get smack, thumbs down, dude dropped up and everything else. And today, the wrestling dog. People, welcome to Unpop Reviews, Perfect Plex Talk Radio, Clash of the Castle Review. I have you say at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Most people who don't have a 9 to 5 was working. But you think my job was going to stop me from watching the Tribal Chief? You thought my job? They don't pay me enough. They actually do pay me enough. I just happen to work from home. So I was able to watch it. So we're going to talk about this live premium event that they had last night. I'm always going to call it closed circuit television. Or I'm lying. I'm still going to hold a pay-per-view. But as always, I'm your tribal chief, the of staff, Mike Knox, and I'm here with the Z. So what's going on, Dice Man?
You just introed everybody. I can't even do my intro now. You just turned it off. And you know what? Listen, I just want to let you know that was like the longest intro in the history of intros You had two video packages. Do you know I had time to use the bathroom?
You wasn't
I had
ready.
Time to wait. No, listen. That was about 8 minutes. I had time to trim up my goatee a little bit. I had time to take a little douche real quick. And I had time to get me a nice little drink from the fridge besides my coffee. That's a long intro, brother. I'm just going to say
it. First of all, it was 2 minutes and 49 seconds. I played the extra clip because your ass wasn't here on time. I was making sure you got ready.
I was here. So I was here.
Yeah, you were here. But you were not on camera. And you were not on your microphone.
So that's on the screen.
Everybody showing the motherfucker that does all this shit around here any motherfucking way. So anyway, wrestling was just
what? You know what? Let's get into it. Go ahead.
It is a Sunday morning.
Do your thing. Do your thing, Jelly Bean.
I'm sorry, executive consultant. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. You know, life is good.
Sorry, where's your microphone? You sound like you're talking on a speakerphone.
I must be talking on Apple. Hold on.
No, Apple wouldn't do nothing that stupid.
Yeah, they would.
No, you must have one of them stupid phones that sit in your pocket, and when you sit on your butt, it bends and overheats in your butt pocket.
What are you talking about exactly?
You have one of those phones. You have one of those phones. Anyway, let me talk to the beautiful lady in the room. Wrestling doll, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I don't know. Dealing with these two jabronis. That's what I'm going on right now. Yeah, I called you a jabroni this morning. I'm up here
making sure you look good
with your extra cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Please, cheap pop, but it's not. Y'all can support us, Dunkin' Donuts. Just get at us. You know what I'm saying? And all that good stuff. But yeah, I know it was long, but again, I'll try. Anywho, last night, y'all, or I keep saying last night. It felt like it was last night, right? Anybody else feel like it was last night?
No, it was during the daytime.
Not really.
It felt really good. It felt really good to watch a pay-per-view in midday. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wish I was in California though. They wake up to pro wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they
make up
the go
on about the rest of your day.
They make up the football.
Yeah. Like, who wouldn't want that? Big bowl of cereal and some pro wrestling or some football. That's pretty dope.
I don't know. Is he trying to talk with his non-muted microphone not plugged in? So like all you see is lips moving. Like it's a Chinese movie. What? I'm sorry. Can anybody hear? No. What's that? Hello. What is my motivation? What is it? It's not no volume. Okay. So yesterday in the daytime, I like day pay-per-views. Also, I just don't want them when I got to work on a Saturday. that was the only thing. Like I'm actually talking to customers and I'm like this.
Wow.
There like, yeah, you know,
now
Chiefs on the TV right now.
I don't want to wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning and there's wrestling or football on. So.
That's because you're a loser.
What?
No, I wouldn't want to do that because you couldn't possibly miss something if you wake up late. You got to get.
In other words, he doesn't want to take the chance because he's going to be hungover.
That's what it is. He's hungover now. Can you pass him the coffee? I think he needs the coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll be fine, man. I'll be fine. I got people to get my tea. For me.
I mean, ooh. I probably wouldn't want to wake up for football only because I'm a parlay better. So I need to watch the shows in the morning to get my final bets in. So in that retrospect, yeah, but to wake up to pro wrestling, I think that's pretty dope. That reminds me of Saturday mornings back
Super
in the
challenge and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. An hour show that doesn't really prolong the
Listen, for them only have like six matches, they went a full 4 hours.
Which is terrible.
It was. I thought it was gonna be over like 3 o'clock or something, right?
They don't need six matches for a WWE main pay-per-view.
It wasn't a main pay-per-view.
No, technically it was.
No, I mean for the UK it was a pretty.
You have a lot of people who thought that Drew McIntyre, not to jump ahead, Drew McIntyre is gonna win this match. Anybody beating Roman Reigns needs to be at a major pay-per-view. Clash of the Castle was important. It made them a lot of money, and it solidified AEW's secondary product.
You see, it was like 60,000.
It was 62,000 people, and it actually looked major. Like more. I thought it was more.
It looked like a mania.
I personally thought the seating was horrible. For some of the floor seating, I'd have been pissed to get those.
Oh, seats. The floor seating that was in the back behind commentary.
Those were really bad seats.
That was deep. Yeah,
but I'm gonna disagree with you, executive consultant, on the fact of. It's not a big pay-per-view because it's not a big four or five. Okay. It was thrown together at last moment. And anybody with any kind of really thoughts, and I'm saying this, would have known that what was happening was going to happen last night. This is one of the pay-per-views, the same way we would call any other kind of pay-per-view. It was a fans pay-per-view for them. It was like what do you call the ones that when they were in Saudi Arabia. No one expects anything but a good show. You're not expecting anything really from it because that's not the American core audience, if you will. And as you're saying, at it being a 1 o'clock pay-per-view.
Is he freezing up to anybody else? Or is it just my service? It's my service. Okay.
And so at a 1 o'clock pay-per-view, as you said, in your defense, a lot of people are not catching it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Because a lot of people are at work and they don't have the benefit of working from home like you or being able to just say, I'm not going to work. So like me.
Right. So I even had my supervisor was like, yo, the pay-per-view tonight. And I was like, no, it's on right now. He was like, turn the camera. Let me see. Because I was in my coaching meeting. I had the TV on. And he was like, oh, snap. And it was like, that was my coaching meeting right there, just watching wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm that damn good. But they did. You talk about it. And let's speak about it right then. I'm going to start with you, Wrestling Doll. It did go down. We had the match that everybody – I mean, it was a great match. You got two guys. If you think about it, I'm using the consultant's words. If you're going to build a wrestler, Drew McIntyre is one. I'm going to go Roman Reigns two. Just because the height difference there as far as the look of a professional wrestler. Great match, great competitors. Outcome, I wasn't surprised. Many people really thought Drew McIntyre was going to win because they were over there. But this is what makes the pay-per-view good. I didn't know because they were over there in front of 60,000. To be a walking contradiction. But your thoughts, Wrestling Doll, on this main event?
That it came up the exact same way that everybody saw. Roman Reigns was going to win again. He's going to beat someone else again. They're going to bring one of the same five people that they had to go after him again.
You know, not to cut you off, but Wrestling Doll is just being a hater again. Wrestling Doll is not acknowledging the tribal chief again.
When will I ever
realize that Roman Reigns is like the greatest of all time again? Throw your ones up. Throw your ones up. I was jumping for joy that match. Never mind. I'll wait for my turn. Go ahead.
Well, you just like straight just hijacked her.
You jump for joy when that man breathes on TV.
He probably wants to see the stairs acknowledge your daddy.
Somebody,
yeah, I sent you all that shirt because I thought it was funny.
Dave got that shirt?
I'm not buying that.
No, somebody else was here yesterday.
No front though. I know I got you open. I would actually buy that shirt, but for more for me. Of a thing like I got the chicks dig it big and the Braun Strowman shirt, you know what I mean? Kind of like
you have the massive ball shirt.
I want that shirt, I really do. You know what I mean? I would buy that shirt, but I did have the Braun Strowman monster among men, like shirts like, you know, like puns like that. I acknowledge your daddy.
Nobody's bitch.
So, but you thought it happened exactly where it was supposed to happen, yes, Wrestling Doll.
Even though I didn't pick him, I knew that it was going to wind up happening. It's expected at this point. Literally every time I pay for you, it's expected. Roman's in it. Who's his opponent? Who cares? He's going to win again.
All right.
Sick of the hating, right?
No, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. It's just...
It is wrong.
It's
can our fans who are watching throw them ones up, right? Throw them ones up. Where they at? Here it is.
Oh,
there it is.
Gosh.
Yes. Because I was doing this during that match when that match was over. I should say after the match. I was so proud of our WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. Mouthful. I can't wait
get
to
it right.
Stop it. But I was so proud of this cousin. Match. Again. And it was so funny because while I was watching this match at the beginning, it was only 5 minutes in. And I'm looking like, they doing the damn thing to each other, right?
I had to call
and
then
Mike called me. Mike called me in the middle of the watch party. He was like, yo, this man is great. Because all he was doing is, I say it all the time, and yes, I'm going to throw AEW under the buses. He was telling a story through his words, through his facial expression, more than actual wrestling moves in the match. And the fans, big fight feel. That's a phrase WWE likes to use a lot during a lot of matches. And this match had a, but we're talking about, hey, they ain't putting the same people in there. This match had a big fight to it. Those fans were hype when those two were just staring at each other. That's not something you see nowadays. I talk about the golden era, right, of wrestling. Not the Attitude Era, not the Ruthless Aggression Era, which is fine for most people, but the golden era.
It's the greatest era, by the way.
As one of the best eras to me. Why? Because of the sports feel. The phrase is, it's real to me. However, nowadays, it still looks a little bit more scripted than it did back then, where it felt like an actual sporting competition, and I missed it. So I love it when you get that big match feel, and I felt that big match feel from the crowd who was in it and the way Roman and Drew carried that match. I don't know why Charmaine is typing all caps. She's yelling at somebody.
Big
match.
She's
about to tell me what her
She's about to tell me what her daughter's name is. I don't know what's going on. All I know is I love this match, and I love the work of what Roman Reigns and what Drew McIntyre. I hated the ending of the match, and when I mean the ending of the match, that singing was sort of every time they were singing, I was like, if somebody don't kick somebody in the balls via Dominic Mysterio.
Please, right now. and stop. You're going too far.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm still a little drunk.
Sally, your thought on this match?
My thoughts on which match?
The main event, brother.
The Bloodline is the greatest wrestling family in the history of professional wrestling. That's
one,
it.
One more, do me a favor, because I don't think everybody heard what the fuck you just said. Say it. Run that shit back.
The Bloodline is the greatest wrestling family in the history of professional wrestling. At me.
Hashtag end the story. Why they put
this match, it was great. Like, if you liked Brock versus Roman, this is up your alley.
I did.
This is up your alley.
I did.
Like, it is two big meaty guys slapping meat, as Big E would say. Right?
A lot of meat slapping going on around here.
But to go back to some of the previous shows, we first acknowledged Roman's change, right? Mm-hmm. And it's been 2 years since. We said
the
thing that makes his character so great, and he went back to it because we didn't hear it that much, is the talking and them picking up the talking in the microphones. Like, that's what makes that character so much better, because if you figure, if the pandemic era never hit, right, we probably still be dealing with Drew McIntyre as a champion, and Roman wouldn't be the Roman now, in my opinion, because if he debuted, it would have been over for him.
He was the pandemic era helped him an awful lot more than anybody. Yeah, so probably.
I thought the storytelling in that match was amazing. I love the pops. I love the theory coming out. The tease of the run in Tyson Fury.
Hold on, though. But how he don't get locked up for that? He's a fan. He hit a wrestler. Okay, if I bought that ticket,
that was a real punch. He hit him on the side of the head. You know what I'm saying? He hit 30 so hard he remembered his first name. It was really, really bad as he got knocked out. I felt bad for Austin Theory.
The excitement in the match was amazing.
It was a good match.
Solo Sikoa, like, we called it. I mean, we called it. We added it to our wish list, 6 weeks ago. We're talking about Triple H taking over. The guy has been ready since month two in NXT 2.0. He's been ready, right? And, I look at the comments on WWE's Facebook page.
He said, I can get through customs, right? Because I got
you. Say, oh, this is stupid. This is the most boring storyline ever. Da, 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 da. I'm like, what story are you paying attention to? Because this story has got to be one of the greatest and most complex stories that WWE has got right on every accord, right? Because there's so many layers, and Roman has beef with so many people that if one avenue goes down by somebody getting injured or hurt, or, you know what I'm saying, you got another layer, right? And another layer and another layer. And let's not even forget, there's still another layer of Bloodline, because we got to get Naomi in the Bloodline somehow, some way. We got to get Naomi in there.
Or
Tamina, right? Or, I mean, even if Nia didn't leave. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's so
that's my wish list.
That's a female Bloodline right there. That's the female version of the Bloodline. That would be amazing. So when fans say they're tired of this storyline, I can't see it. I can't agree with it. It's like, and for me to have to kind of try to break it down, like, look at what he's done. The head of the table moniker was presented to us like in 2015. Did you guys know this?
Yeah.
I didn't know this until until somebody on Twitter said, you know, I'm putting food on my table to be the head of the table. Like, he said that, like, but of course he put that goofy ass believe that shit at the end of it. And everybody was like,
first of all, no, I didn't. Okay. Believe that.
No, that's what he did. That's what he did.
I know. I'm just saying, but believe that your boy was here for the Smith.
I was never for it. But my opinion, it definitely, I give it a 4 out of 5 as far as matches goes.
Listen,
you're definitely not Dave Meltzer.
Well, first of all, Dave Meltzer, there it is.
Fuck so, Dave Meltzer.
And still,
that man had a nerve to give. I'm sorry.
WWE
real quick.
Universal
fuck you, Dave.
Champion.
Fuck you, Dave. I'm sorry. I got to cut you off.
Roman Reigns.
Fuck you, Dave Meltzer. He gave Edge and Christian and the Dudley Boys and Matt and Jeff Hardy that TLC match. You know what he gave it? Like 3 stars.
Well, I don't listen.
And a half. And a half.
We know how he is with WWE. Any other questions?
Right. He's butthurt. They don't want to hire him personally.
He did give Cody and Seth Hell in a Cell a 5 star.
He'll give like 1 or 2 WWE matches.
He had a 5 star, but like, come on, man. I mean, it was good, but I mean, it's not.
I thought it was really good.
It was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
It was a good match, but the
storytelling in that match was absolutely amazing.
By the injury,
right, and that's what made it amazing. Yeah. But you go to this whole thing. What can be said that hasn't been said from you two, executive consultant and Zia Silent, and about this moment, this match, the feel, everything, and everything I said prefaced beforehand about it's not a big pay-per-view. We should have known the outcome. Yes, we know the outcome. However, it's wrestling. I'm telling my daughter, says, Dad, you're always picking this stuff right. I'm like, no, it's just, you know, I watch it, and this is what I want to happen versus what I think should happen. But in wrestling, it's what we always say. Cards subject to change. At any given moment, something can happen, and that crowd made you believe that Drew McIntyre could win. The package beforehand, you know, I'm not going to be known as the guy who's playing air guitars my whole life. Like, everything leading up to this match you thinking he was going to win this match. I just knew, and I've said this from the beginning, and I'm not saying that Drew can't do it in Dice Man's favor. I'm not saying that Bobby can't do it. It's just where the company is right now. No one's beating Roman for these two titles. That's not the biggest guy next to Roman. And Drew still
I am under the belief right now. Like, listen, just because it's Triple H. And Triple H is going to look at Cody when he comes back, and he's going to give him the...
well, Cody might do it.
Cody should not do it. But
Cody
doesn't make it. Cody doesn't make it believable. You can't look at Cody and look at Bobby Lashley. Yeah, like, and they can't do it?
Yeah.
Like, come on. What does Cody have that they don't, other than a dope ass fucking entrance song?
Well, you know how much I love Alexa Bliss and how much that bothered me how she beat Nia Jax. It just wasn't believable. And I get
Rey Mysterio let that little ass chase, but she cheated to get it. She beat her down with the briefcase.
She never
beat him 1-on-1. It's like her when Alexa Bliss feuded with Ronda Rousey. You know what I'm saying? Ronda washed her pretty much. But I completely get what you're saying. Not for nothing did anybody else heart jump, because my heart jumped a beat when Drew McIntyre hit that second Claymore on Roman, and then it didn't look like anybody was around until Solo. I was like, oh my God, I think it's really over.
I was going there, and you know what else is not? I want to know how he does that freaking headbutt. Because that headbutt that he landed.
All that sweat. It was so much sweat.
I said, hit him for real. He hit him for real.
The hand didn't put his hand up or nothing.
It didn't look like
he did.
Drew McIntyre's that guy. I can see
he's
it.
Very quick with it.
This guy, he's somewhere TikToking.
Somebody got paid thousands of dollars to go to United Kingdom on a vacation because he did nothing but throw a water bottle, which I do at NXT every Tuesday. Like,
give them credit. They gave this whole entrance back and everything.
You know what? The funny thing is that I'm not a Vince hater. I love Vince McMahon, right? And I love the work he does. But the night and day difference between Karrion Kross is amazing to me. All right? When I watch an old match of his on Raw last week, when he had the gladiator outfit on.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? And then I watched him on Friday. It was awful. And then you watch him on Friday when he came out, he had Scarlet Woods and everything like that. And then he looked, and this is Mike referenced this all the time, at least once a month. He looked like that star that I talked about when we went to that NXT a while ago. He was fighting 4 midgets, one of which is Johnny Gargano.
Steve! So it's like, Steve! Dice! I'm not, you know, I told you, tall people do that.
He looked like a presence. The way he's portrayed right now, he looks like a presence, right? Back in last year, he didn't look like that presence as he was losing to Jeff Hardy in 3 minutes. You know, so I can't say enough about the work that Triple H has done. I disagree with a lot of his moves that he's made that a lot of fans are, you know, like jerking off to. But I personally
That's what y'all gotta.
Nothing has been big yet. We already know what we want.
Exactly. We want Bray
Wyatt.
Give us
what we want. We want
Bray Wyatt.
Want Bray or Bus.
Or Sasha Naomi. I mean, the thing is that what that is that it's so much dirt sheet that I say hashtag Def 2 that everyone's saying it. It's probably done deal. Just
you don't want him to do. You don't. One thing I agreed with when Vince did make all those cuts, or Nick Khan, or whoever did, was the fact that I don't want WWE to go to the way of AEW, where they have too much talent and they don't have time for all of it. Right. So they can't be bringing back everybody just to bring them back.
But see, that's something.
Because look at Omos. He was mentioned in the comments earlier.
But here's the thing, though. What's he done? I don't think Omos should have been on where he was in the first place. To be honest with you, to me, that was clearly a Vince McMahon thing. As Dyson said earlier, in the words of Big E, big meaty men doing meaty things. That's, you know, and that's always been Vince's, you know, thing to do. But our tribal chief, yes, I said it, wrestling doll, our tribal chief.
Yeah.
Still your universal undisputed champion. I'm saying, that's like saying, when they used to say, that ain't my president. Well, you live in America, don't you? That's your president. You may not want to claim him.
Wrestling. I still don't have
you
to
may
know
not want to claim him.
Well, wrestling doll, can I ask you a question? Did you have breakfast today?
Yes.
Do you know who's responsible for that food being on the table?
I tell her who. I tell her it ain't him. It ain't him.
It's, you know what? Man. I still have people who would be like, you know, the Roman's going to lose in WrestleMania to The Rock, right? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Dwayne ain't coming back to take no W. Dwayne's coming back to acknowledge the tribal chief. That's what he's doing. Because as Dice said earlier, wrestling has more than one royal family. And the best royal family of all time, to me, you can take your flares, no offense, Knox. You can take your hearts. You can take your roads. But the Ono
Wai guys family, right there, the Belt Kings, greatest wrestling family alive.
Look at those four gentlemen. But the NOIE family produces everything. So much talent. If you go by quantity, talk about quality.
Cars.
Not just talk about quality, because arguably The Rock is a GOAT. Arguably, Roman Reigns is a GOAT, right? But you have the Usos, you have the Rikishis, you have the Wild Samoans. Who knows what Sola's doing? Because Sola's a star. I see Solo in downtown almost every week.
Yeah.
You know, I won't see him anymore. Shout out to Imperium. Shout out to Imperium because I used to see them all the time. They got drafted. They had one more good night downtown. Then I didn't see their shit anymore, right? Saw Gunther downtown drinking something, watching the UFC fight, looking intimidating. I was like, I wanted to say what's up, but I didn't want to get chopped, right? But that being said, shout out to Mike Knox. Let's go into another match.
And that other match is as we're talking about the booking of one Triple H, which I think can be mirrored, in my opinion, of what I've seen AEW do. And that's a lot more wrestling, a lot less entertaining, a lot more focusing on the storyline of wrestling. And I think using the talent very well with how much they got. And we see that right here with me, arguably the match of the fucking night. Gunther versus Sheamus, 100% a classic winner and still your Intercontinental Champion. Gunther, this right here, you talk about again, big fight feel. This crowd, of course, it's their home country, right? So, of course, that's going to be there. And it should have been there. And that's why this match was booked, because they were in this country. Because this match would not have gotten this, I'm being honest, in Philly, D.C., or New York. Being honest, the three biggest cities for wrestling in America wouldn't have popped for this. You know why? Because Sheamus hasn't been there. And Gunther hasn't been there, to be honest with you. I've been a Sheamus fan from day one.
I think the crowds are actually kind of getting into they like it. The Brawling Brutes now. They like them.
I like Butch.
Of course. I'm a
bruiserweight guy. I was laughing from the beginning.
I'm a bruiserweight guy through and through.
Right. Yeah. I don't want him to, like, I don't mind him going back to Pete Dunne to a certain extent, but I still like the Butch.
The Butch guy. Yeah, he don't have to be Pete Dunne to me no more.
Yeah, he don't have to be Pete Dunne.
He's a bruiserweight.
He like, can dress like Pete Dunne, but when he comes out and they, you know, play the music and he's just pushing people and walking.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I like him.
But yeah, like silence! Him. Let the lady in the room speak.
Shush!
That's what I feel like doing a Harry Potter. Shush! I can't even do it right, so I stopped. Wrestling Doll, your thoughts
please.
On this big fight feel of a match. Are you going to hate on this one too?
Probably. No.
Okay. She said probably.
Look at that face!
What's your thoughts on this match?
I cannot with you guys sometimes. But this was an entertaining match. Very much so more entertaining than the main event for me. This one was really crazy.
Charmaine, is there anything that you do like? What
she don't like the Notebook.
It's whack.
I'm sorry, Wrestling Doll. I didn't mean to. That just
no, my, it's whoever fine, put that it's up. No, oh, there he goes. No, but it, match was great. I expected Gunther to win. I expected him to chop the crap out of Sheamus so hard that his chest was howling by the end of the night. I mean, it was insane. I mean, what else can you say? Except
I, you know what I can say? Because, Wrestling Doll, you were on my mind yesterday. Don't get excited. But you were on my mind yesterday because what happened was, right?
I think he got excited.
Yeah. Gunther came out, right, along with Ludwig Kaiser. And then Giovanni came out. And then we got the reformation of one of the greatest factions, a top five faction of all time, an Imperium, right?
Yeah, Imperium. I know. You posted it in the group chat yesterday. I saw that.
Great, right? I don't understand why we're not talking about this.
I had the picture in it, and I had it up here
last time when we did
with the all black too.
I didn't have a list that day. I just pulled it out of my head at the last minute.
But I was still excited.
What I knew.
I was still excited to see Imperium.
No, you're not. Stop lying. Stop lying.
We actually like.
I love Imperium.
I love Imperium. It's just
I thought it was a really dope.
Why do I find it hard to believe you? And
no, here it is. We never once said we didn't like Imperium. We just had an issue with you saying they were the top five of all time. That was the only issue.
If that's you know what?
But that's your opinion. I put
Main Event Mafia is the greatest faction in the history of pro wrestling. The MEM, baby. Come on now.
The greatest?
The greatest.
Over the Bloodline?
There's not another faction like
over
them.
The Bloodline.
You
can say they're the most. You can say they're the most decorated,
and that's why they're the best.
The most decorated is not always
and
the
that's
best.
That's why they're the best.
Ric Flair's not the best.
Ric Flair.
You know what?
We're not. I can't argue with Dice.
The main event entrance.
But that entrance right there.
I love the main event.
People went crazy with the all black.
I thought it was a really dope shot that, you know, the Brawling Brutes and Imperium were fighting
each other.
And Gunther and Sheamus were just staring at each other. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Their feud is not over.
Not even close to being over.
Oh no. I think this is going to at least Survivor Series.
They finally have a feud because Sheamus then wasn't doing anything. Them coming
with the New Day, it was always uneven because they didn't have Big E. It doesn't matter.
It just wasn't fair.
That's why they're
New Day isn't the same without Big E. I'm sorry to say it, but it's really boring.
It's okay to say it because they are boring without Big E. I'm gonna keep it a beam with you.
No.
They've been, to me, let's not say boring. That's a little, they're just not working for me no more, but they haven't worked for me in a long time. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean I have to give them their credit or props. You know what I mean?
Although
Friday Night SmackDown and that match was amazing to me.
That match was great.
Victor, are you saying that you can't believe somebody would say Main Event Mafia of Four?
Yes.
Because I would say Main Event of Mafia of the Four Horsemen. I really would. I'm sorry. I love Main Event Mafia. What's going on, bad guys?
It's okay. Great groups can be surpassed. Great rappers can be surpassed. Records are meant to be broken.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I don't want them to turn AEW.
I don't want them to turn AEW. Jeff, you're right there.
You know what? I think the one thing that I've thought that WWE has missed on is factions. Like I hate the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Like I hate that because WWE takes that approach so much. And like you could have gave us the club. You could have gave us that shit, but no, you teased us and gave us Gallows and Anderson with AJ, and then Balor just kind of like
coming back.
Yeah,
he did mention they want him back.
Young Bucks.
I don't know why they want Gallows. I never thought they were entertaining.
Anderson's amazing. Carl Anderson is amazing and friend of the program. Gallows. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Friend of the program. Anybody I've interviewed, I'm not gonna give them. I'm never gonna say shit bad about them.
Correct. You aren't. I will say or say. That's what you turned your interview off for now. Good, but they're not entertaining to me. They never have. They've only been entertaining in the WWE.
Great point.
When they are with Jeffrey. AJ Styles or when they were with Finn Balor. If they're by themselves. And I'm hearing a good brother and their Dr. Feelgood thing or something like that. I'm trying to help her.
I was there. I'm there. No,
she battled us. I was giving her credit. I was saying, hey, Imperium's back. You should be excited. Because I love the camera angle they did when they had Ludwig Kaiser and he introduced and the camera panned and they showed Gunther. Yeah.
And he came out of nowhere and he was sitting there.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. Yanni's out there, right? Who's done a good job. Now, granted, he's lucky he didn't lose his job. They got rehired when they brought up Imperium because realistically, I said it, Gianni didn't have the facial expressions that Ludwig had. He didn't have that entertaining factor that like Ludwig had. But Gianni's very good. You see, you like Ludwig. He's very good. But Gianni's very good wrestler. And he's proven that in NXT as he repackaged himself and everything like that. But I'm glad to see Imperium on the main roster. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. And I don't want them to get too heavy with factions because, you know, Legado del Fantasma is also coming up.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
First of all, shout out to Hit Factors Radio Program, and I'm gonna say this today: I die. Tag team wrestling and factions are the backbone of professional wrestling.
New Day versus
Generation X was one of my favorite feuds in wrestling.
The Shield versus the Wyatt family.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like the NWO. The NWO couldn't have flourished, right? And let me rephrase that part. Having the luchas and everything else that was taking place, why NWO was running roughshod over WCW, made for good television. You got to keep something else going. And factions and tag team wrestling does that. I'm never going to say, and that's a difference between Main Event Mafia and how Dice is looking at it.
We had this debate 3 weeks ago.
I say this much. They don't have the impact on wrestling.
Because it was TNA. There were eyes on it. But going back to your factions and tag teams comment, I thought really significant or that they kept pointing out last night was the fact that Damage Control were an actual team.
Yeah.
Even though Bayley, it was her first time tagging with both ladies. But Asuka and Alexa and Bianca were just three stars trying to band together. And it showed, even though the match was it was a little sloppy. It was a little sloppy. Some cues were being missed. And
I think both female matches were a little sloppy yesterday.
I thought that you could chalk that up to the fact that on commentary, they're mentioning that these ladies are, you know, they're facing a team versus three individuals, right? So you could easily say if a move was getting messed up or a tag team move wasn't hitting the way it was supposed to. Well, it's not going to because these ladies are individuals. They're not a team. But overall, I thought that match was actually better than expected. It wasn't a total shit show. I mean, it was better than anything.
It started any match off the pay-per-view, and I thought maybe we would get Sasha and Naomi then, and I said, oh, no, I'm not going to bring them out over it. Give me a second before you shake your freaking head. First second was, oh, I hope. Then I said, no, they're not in America. They're not going to debut them in that way is why I thought that. But I'm with you, though. I thought the match was this match was a little sloppy. But just for a second, just to go back, because I did think this was match of the night.
Absolutely.
And I think maybe match it could actually be a running in for the top. I'm gonna go 10 matches of the year so far and then go from there. But just a tremendous match overall. But this and everything you just said, Dice, is sometimes you're in my fucking head, right? Because commentary matters in wrestling, and that's why commentators are there. They're supposed to tell the story that if they cannot be told in the ring, and commentary did that for this match, Damage Control should have won the match anyway. They're a team.
Yeah, you got to. You got to.
They have to.
But
win
I think the difference when I watch AEW and I watch WWE, right? The commentators are telling me too much. They're telling me too much of why somebody is doing something, right? Like somebody, like whatever I'm watching in WWE, I know what's going on because of the actions of the wrestler, right? But when I watch AEW, for some reason, it's too many people talking at one time, it's and everybody has everybody has something to say about the story except for the people in the ring. Because now you are telling me what's going on, whereas I can't process what I'm watching because you've already made it up in your mind what I'm watching. Right. So like it's like when Shannon Sharp says he watches sports with the volume down because he doesn't want the commentators to impact how he's processing the game. Sometimes in AEW matches, I don't want that because like I want to stop downing AEW so much and the way that they do things. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give it an open shot, even playing field. But then the commentators fuck it up for me. Like And everybody says, oh, this match was amazing. Why? Because the commentator told you?
No, they say it was amazing because they want to be anti-WWE. That's 100% fact what it is. And Vic, if he's caught Money Show, we did our prediction for All Out on here. But we're gonna go over World Collide a little bit before that. Too many matches. It means they're not going to go off to 12:30, 1 o'clock, which is annoying. I think they did that last year.
They did it at the last pay-per-view. They didn't end until 12:30. And everybody was like, oh, it's one of the greatest pay-per-views of all time.
No, it lasted 6 hours.
The WrestleMania is at 12:30, and people shit on it saying, oh, I can't believe it's so long. They just wake up. They should never do it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Greatest sign been in wrestling the last 2 weeks.
Now, and I hate that.
Just enjoy wrestling. That's the greatest sign I've seen. I like that. Your thoughts, Wrestling Doll, on that women's match and the outcome of this match right here?
The better women's match of the pay-per-view. And honestly, I knew that Damage Control was going to win anyways. As much as I do love Bianca, Asuka, and Alexa.
Dream team.
Wasn't for them to win, in my opinion. Especially with the outcome with what happened with the tag match with Io and Dakota losing. I wasn't expecting them to lose, but I read that they have plans for Raquel. Aaliyah just happens to be along for the ride, I guess.
That's been evidence since they called her
insert
up.
Insert rant. I feel like a rant is loading.
I just want to say it.
I'm not going to rant.
I've always thought that maybe Aaliyah was one of those people that Vince McMahon had fun with in the back. For why she was there for so long. I like Aaliyah as a person, but when you look at the talent that's on this roster and where wrestling has gone, especially female division from leaving the Divas era into what we're getting into now, I don't see how she fits it. I've always referenced Carmella and where she cannot do great in the ring. She does great everywhere
that's
else.
Where she fits it.
They got prettier women than Aaliyah.
Right. Aaliyah's not that. I think she's overrated as far as looks. People keep telling me she's so attractive.
It's the Middle Eastern connection.
Yeah, she's from Syria and she has Syrian and Iraqi descent. So she's
they already meet that affirmative faction. They got Mansoua.
Well, you need a woman's side of
it. Yeah, but he ain't doing a damn thing.
I think this gimmick is the best thing he's had.
That's not saying a lot. This match.
I'm asking him if that's why.
This disappointed me. And
I liked it.
It's Liv Morgan's. I can't say that it's Liv Morgan's fault because Shayna Baszler is supposed to be the one that's carrying this match. And Shayna, to me, in this match was just very slow. The beginning of this match picked up, like you talk about it, Dice. I've mentioned it all the time, that counting steps thing. And she had some moves that kind of took place. And then all of a sudden, it was like, I can watch her go and come back. I thought it was poorly executed. It's one of the main reasons why I'm not a fan of Liv Morgan, why I thought Liv Morgan should not have been champion because of this. But here it is, winner and still champion is Liv Morgan. I think, listen, in all intents and purposes, aesthetically and pleasingly, Liv Morgan was one of those beautiful women in WWE.
I see her attractiveness. I don't see Aaliyah.
She's beautiful. Flat out beautiful. Her wrestling has gotten better, but that match, and again, I'm not blaming her for this match. I'm blaming my girl, who I thought should be and should, you know, be higher on the roster than she is, and that's Shayna Baszler. She disappointed me yesterday in this match, and I think that's why the match didn't come off for me as well as it should have came off. Wrestling, I'm gonna start with you. We're talking about females wrestling right now, and you said it yourself. You thought you liked the six women tag team match better than this one as well. What was your thoughts about that match?
That was all right. Shayna was. Okay, Liv was all right. It's just not really much for me to talk about. Yeah, I didn't really care too much for this one. Liv's fine. I don't care too much for this reign for her as champion.
Look good, though. She looked good about you doing it.
I mean, she's one of my top five attractive women in WWE, whether it be current or inactive talent in there, but still. It was fine. Nothing to write home about. The gear was nice. Little shout out to the sensational Miss Sherry. All that fun stuff. That's about it.
Rant coming.
Executive
I'm not consultant. Ranting. Why do you think every time I'm going to talk
about you, it? Not you. Anytime you mention Liv Morgan and I'm around, I'm going to rant because this woman is the worst women's champion I have ever seen in my entire life. I don't understand why she still has that championship.
Of
she
all time?
Yes, she's the worst. She is the, you name, bring your butt back here, Z. You name a worst SmackDown women's champion. You name her.
Carmella!
Carmella was better. Carmella was way better.
Way better. Than
Carmella is a better way character. Better. Yeah, but she's they have equal wrestling skills.
I'm not just talking about wrestling. I'm talking about the total package.
The total package matters. Her wrestling skills, that's what makes Carmella above her, is that Carmella can carry her character. Liv's character is what? First, she came out trying to copy off of Alexa Bliss. My daughter kept always saying, they already got one Harley Quinn. Why are they making another Harley Quinn? Right? Then she did that. Then they put her in the Riot Squad. Okay. And look what happened to that group. Okay. I think she's just a product of, again, the way she looks, amazing. I can't knock that. Her in-ring ability doesn't fit. She has to come out with her character more. And her character, like, I would give Selena Vega is more charismatic and believable character than she is. And 100%. she goes from speaking Queens, New Yorkan to Queens of the Islands. Her accent just changes once you talk about worse than Kofi Kingston.
Back in managerial position or color commentator. I don't think she'd be bad at that, but I don't think she's a good wrestler.
No.
She's passable, but she's not a good wrestler.
She's a midget.
And I challenge anybody who's watching. Liv Morgan, somebody said Natalya. Okay, that's arguable to me. I think Natalya was second.
What's arguable? Natalya's a great
one. What the hell is going on with Dice? That's two times.
That's his boat.
Oh, well, the boat sailed 5 years ago. But look, actually, more than 5 years ago.
She can wrestle circles. She can out wrestle circles around half them women.
Are you paying a ticket to see Natalya?
Have you seen them titties? I'm sorry. That's so tough.
I'm sorry. Are we talking OnlyFans or are we talking a WWE event? Right?
I thought you were talking about her Instagram page and all the pictures she posts with her sister.
I'm not saying
she's showing all the tatas.
I'm an Italian fan, right? But her time is past. I think she should go to coaching. She should go to coaching backstage. She could be a producer like her husband, but I don't think that good of a presence on screen anymore. When I see her, I automatically think Mustafa Ali, they're going to lose. Liv Morgan is a horrible champion. I can't wait for her to lose. I don't understand why they're still doing this. Hopefully Ronda Rousey will beat that ass.
46.
And as far as the six-woman tag match goes, yeah, I feel say Bianca's injured. I can tell. It was a point to have her to be the one to lose. But I still have a hard time believing that a team that consists of Bianca Belair, who has not got pinned in over a year, right? Alexa Bliss, who's a multi-time women's champion, and Asuka, who's a low-key, not a four horsewoman, GOAT.
She's an Ashford horsewoman. She's right there.
She's right there. When you mentioned the top four women since the women's revolution or evolution or whatever.
In the ring-wise, she's probably two or three.
Right. Asuka's up there. You have a team of them, and then on the other side, you have no offense, Bailey. Bailey's great. Io Sky, I think, is going to do wondrous things, and I already see it. And Dakota Kai.
I'm with you with that part. Dakota Kai finally looks like a homeless skateboarder. And that's great. She looks good in that aspect. But I think the pin had to happen the way that it happened, and that would happen for a reason. Where that's why you know it's Bailey Pinter. You know what I mean?
After and three finishers, they had to do that.
They all got their finishers off, which again,
they had a protector
because she's the female John Cena up to date. Dice, your takes on that women's main event with your girl Liv Morgan and my, again, my girl Shayna Baszler, and you know how I rock for her. I
understand Shayna's.
She didn't want to be there. I feel like she didn't want to be there.
She's not. How can I put this? Because I don't want to disrespect her. She's north of 40.
Yeah, she's already 40.
She's like 41.
Where is she really? Yeah, she's like,
I ain't 40, the new 30.
No, I mean, in today's
today's world, 40's 30. Society,
it's a little bit different because 10 years ago, if you were 35, WWE's forced you to retire almost. You know, it's
you were Edge with fuses in your neck.
No, I'm talking women-wise.
Shout out to Dice and his opinion about this match.
She's 42. So you know, I have a thing where, you know, women wrestlers, they have a horrible way of still displaying the emotions before the match, like the entrance. Like you can see, like, but that's her attitude, right? She's very nonchalant. But yeah, and like you could tell she was going to win the night that she won because she was already in tears before she even before the match even started. Bianca did the same thing, but Shayna. Shayna, to start that match, she just still looked like she, you're right, she looked like she didn't want to be there. However, I thought it was a decent display. I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed it. It was more creative. I thought it was creative because anybody knows that Shayna should have beat the dog shit out of her, right? But it was a very creative way of trying to keep Liv
tight on her.
Yeah. I think give her one more title defense and then take it off. She's had her moment. It's fine.
Well, like
she can go and tell her kids whenever she has them that she was actually, you know, a champion and she was actually a big deal.
Are you putting your name in the ring for that hat to give her a baby?
Me? No, I got okay. one and I'm done.
I would watch it if that was
the case. I am in my mid-30s. I'm done.
All right, moving on before we get to the other match of the night, and that is Charmaine, you happy now? We got it. The world knew. My mama in heaven knew. My kids knew. Everybody
I thought
knew
this was the most entertaining match.
That Dominic was going to turn.
Besides the main event.
And here's the thing, though. Is he really with them? Judgment Day. Because he didn't walk out with Judgment Day. He didn't turn because of Judgment Day. He turned because his father turned his back on him and went towards Edge over him. Why do I know that? Because the storyline that WWE has been doing in commentary told me that. So I'm going to start with you this time, Dice. You've been calling for, we've been calling for, hell, I even got the shirt on today for a reason, the Mysterio shirt. Your take on this match, I'm with you, Dice. I think, I may not have been the most entertaining match, but it was damn sure entertaining.
I think storyline-wise for the entertainment that it's been telling us for, 2 months, it's been the most entertaining for me. I enjoyed it a lot. You got two legends in Edge and Mysterio working with two guys that can actually really keep up with them and work. And they're not bad workers at all in Finn Balor and Damian Priest, right? And then you got the action on the outside. You got, man, listen, the way Rhea hit Dominic, Jesus, boy, she took that boy out. I know that boy wanted to cry when he got backstage.
There you go, Smitty. So he knew that because of us, because we've been saying, you know.
A little bump too when she was holding Dominic and Ray went on suicide dive and her head hit the back. Yeah,
I have to hurt for that because, you know, they don't do that whole men touch women stuff.
Right, that was a good setup to do.
That's a nice way to have that done. I thought that
Rhea needed Rhea. Rhea needed to get hit.
I'm getting tired of her beating. If I'm being honest with you, if I'm Dominic, other than like people saying, "Ooh, I get to go work with Rhea." You're getting your ass beat by a girl, bro. not really good character building for what it's worth. He's getting
he probably get the script for the day.
But it's not just any girl, too. It was Liv Morgan.
It ain't fucking China. She's in China.
She's hitting me again. Just go with it. She's hitting me again. She's knocking me out. She's knocking me out on here.
No, nice. It's the best part. Go to the bottom page of the line. Go ahead, put it back up. The very thing says she power bombs him, so his head's in her crotch. Then he says, wait, okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
There it is.
Okay, we're good. All right, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, that's all.
Shout out to Dominic Mysterio, who kicked Edge in the nuts so hard that he lost a shoe.
His shoe.
I thought that was wrestling. Hold on, he just took off his other shoe. Did I miss something?
Yeah, he took off his other shoe. I lost one, so I might as well take the other one. And there was no love for his father anyway, because he clotheslined the hell out of Ray.
Right? I don't see this one happening.
That's too much. That's too much.
He has too many Spanish people.
No, keep it real. Truth be told, he's bigger than them.
Santos Escobar is a fucking star to me.
He's physically right. Being a star.
I don't mean
as far as people knowing
like
who
Star Wars?
The man got shirts.
Well, he's also his damn daddy.
That's my point.
Also Ray's son.
That's my point. He's Ray's son, so he's automatically got us. He's bigger than them.
Yes, but wrestling fans hate Dominic Mysterio.
I don't know why, because I think he's actually pretty good.
I think he's very good.
They hate him.
There's times though, watching him, as much as I like him, he
still counts steps.
He's very slow in the ring, and when you can see,
he doesn't have his father's speed.
He doesn't have his father's speed at all. Finn Balor has all that speed. Finn Balor is finally getting some fucking cred. Finn Balor is back and gonna be in the driver's seat because Triple H is back. So
Balor also took yet another L. Last night.
Voting for the Judgment Day to win. There. At this point, y'all should just stop.
Yeah, no, I'm never
because
going
to I feel like the Judgment Day should win.
Yeah, right. That's why. So y'all,
they're a good faction.
Don't do this.
So y'all they're vote with. Oh, I want to win. I want to win. I vote like this is who I want to win. Right? I don't. I can easily vote with. Oh, they're the going to win. I always go back to Can't Buy Me Love. Oh, watch this. I bet he kick him. We've all watched wrestling enough to know what move is coming and all that kind of stuff. When I pick predictions, that's who I want to fucking win. And Judgment Day for storyline should not have lost three pay-per-views ago to them. That's why they're a joke. This is why
you can't say you can't come out and have a promo and say and Rhea says we run Monday Night Raw.
They lose every week. They run backstage.
We're taking over WWE. Which WWE you talking about?
Yeah,
WWE 2K. Because y'all not doing that shit in real life. They gotta keep them strong. They gotta keep them strong, man. I don't know
at what point. Even them laughing and losing and what happened doesn't make them look strong.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean? Like, as he's holding
himself bleeding out, right? Yeah, he just got shot.
But match of the night part two. Seth freaking Elton John Rollins. Okay, with the Elton John drip. If you know anything about Elton John, that whole entire outfit.
That's what that was. Elton John. I put my finger on it. Yes.
Okay, the wings, the horns, the freaking glasses. And listen,
the way he dresses, it should be.
I used to hate Matt Riddle. I used to hate him. I know he's friend of the programs.
Yes, he is.
I watched this guy, and I have been impressed every single month after month after month. And the things that I was always told about him before, you know, when I'm not a fan of somebody, it's always somebody saying, watch this guy, right? I was like, oh, why? But I watched this guy, and I just watched him improving and improving and improving. And he can really fucking go in the ring. And truth be told, a lot of the stuff that was being said in the dirt sheets and how he was coming out at Legends, I didn't know him, but you knew about what he was doing. It was like a rapper who wanted to come up, say, I'm going to go at Drake. Or I'm going to go at, you know, I'm going to go say something about Eminem or Jay-Z just to get their name known. And that's what I felt with him. But after watching him, his intensity, first of all, the promo on Monday night, but they finally went back to the Attitude Era. You know, he said, are we
that
all?
Was great.
He said, yeah, well, yeah. He said, oh, you're talking about my family? Let's talk about your family and where the fuck they at. He said, where you at, bitch? I'm not going to kick your ass. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up, bro.
Shout out to Seth Rollins who kind of when you said it.
He left your bitch ass.
I had somebody call me. He's like, yo, was that real? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. It's not her.
Make sure you put in parentheses next to their name, Mark.
Yeah, that's funny because it was the Mark Victor Rodriguez. He said, yo, is that real? I was like, no, that wasn't real, bro. That wasn't real.
Right.
But shout out to Seth Rollins because he dropped the whole little thing that he talked like, yeah, and you know, and I'm all in your head. He dropped to say, yeah. Like you really hurt me with that, and I'm being real. I'm, you know, this is about your family, how they left your bitch ass, right? So to the point where even if I didn't know personally because they did that little thing like, are we clear? You know what I'm saying? If they didn't do that part, I would have thought, okay, maybe it is because they used to have real beef.
Now, no, not just told. That, but the fact was it was aired. It was aired.
But truth be told, they in real life, you know, squashed that beef. They squashed that beef a long time ago.
That's from actually Cormier and Jon Jones.
Yeah, when they went off air. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't peep that you just said it. And honestly, as soon as you say, John, I said, oh, yep, that was that. Yeah, and you that, know, that's one of
that's
my
exactly
favorite.
What
you, know,
that's,
you know how much I love John Jones. They hate me. I'm all about them cakes. Daniel Cormier. Okay. Go watch All About Them Cakes video. Y'all know why I'm not a fan of Daniel Cormier. Okay.
And I don't want to sound biased, but Matt Riddle has never had a bad match.
No, and I don't think you're wrong in it saying that. And but again, as you get to know me, as Dice have learned to know me, and hopefully, right now, you know, we stick around long enough and we know each other, I'm about storyline. I don't give a damn how great somebody wrestles in the ring if they don't have it's why Liv Morgan doesn't work for me. Because I don't think she has it outside of in the ring. And she doesn't even have it in the ring. Matt Riddle has it everywhere. Like, he has the Spicoli, I'm old, from Fast Times at Richmond High. That's really his gimmick. He's a stoner. They actually blew my mind. We're seeing 420 shirts in there. WWE made those shirts.
And 10 years ago, I would have never.
You was not getting that 10 years ago.
I was surprised when they came out.
I said 420, bro. I said
420 says, I just smoked your ass. And they literally had that shirt.
Like this guy,
but they were selling a ton of merch.
I heard this a long time ago, and I'm gonna say it right now.
Here's a fun fact.
Hold on. I think we always talk about who could be the next this person or that person, right? That's always overblown, right? And so nobody could be those guys. Like, it's like Irv Gotti said, right? Greatest anybody. What do you think these guys would come out and rap like today? They had to come behind Jay-Z, Biggie, Pac, and Nas. They couldn't do that. They had to make their own lane, right? Let these guys make their own lane. But he has some Shawn Michaels in them. When I mean that, I mean he has some Shawn Michaels. I'm talking about big fight. When the stage is big, Riddle fucking shows up.
So does Seth Rollins.
And so does Seth Rollins. Well, he's already
here. In this generation, he's the person I say.
He's Shawn already Michaels. Seth Rollins, and this generation is a
freaking
is,
Rollins.
In the last 15 years, Seth Rollins is a Mount Rushmore of the WWE.
So here's a fun fact.
Not all time for me, but in the last 15 years.
I agree with you. We talked about the shirt. The RK Bro was so freaking over that when Wale, because day one was in Atlanta last year, I was there. And Wale came out, and they, you know, they were supposed to come out with the Street Profits, right? That was the original booking. They said they requested to come out with Randy
Orton and Matt. Yeah,
yeah, they requested because they are so over right now, and that's who they wanted to be with. Because some people, don't tweet me on this. MVP got upset about it because he thought that they should went out.
Oh, with, well, you better watch it before he go back and delete some shit off his Instagram.
Okay, this is true. I heard it from the horse's mouth to tongue. MVP was upset because he thought Wale should have went out with Street Profits because you know
honestly, yeah, of course, give the black rub. I agree with that when that came out. When
but
I
said they wanted to be, with
but you gotta, and it's what Dice teaches me every day. And my old ass Archie Bunker way of having to forget the old past and let the new shit go. We live in a whole different world now, bro. Yeah, we live in a whole different world. Wrestling Doll, this match, some had said it was match of the night. Your thoughts on Riddle and Seth freaking Elton John Rollins?
That it was nice for Seth Rollins to finally get a win after losing several pay-per-views back-to-back. He's kind of like The Miz. He could take a loss and not like have it affect him badly, but it was nice to see him get the W, even though I did pick Matt Riddle to win. But
I picked that one right.
Yeah, you did.
Only one of two, say that. But it's okay.
Great match. It was very entertaining. And I will also say this about the previous match that I didn't get to say anything. We all knew Dominic was going to turn on his father. I saw the turn happening back when he was feuding with Sami Zayn for a while and he was putting it in his head to try to get away from his father. So I knew that was coming. I just didn't know when. But when I saw it happening, I was like, oh, now they finally have him turning against his father. And so instead of being with Judgment Day, it's just going to be Dom versus Rey Mysterio at some point.
And that's my bad. I thought I had got you in there with that one and in that match. My bad, wrestling all on that one and your opinion. Dice, some, like I said, called it the match of the night. Was it for you?
No, I'm not going to lie to you. It was kind of underwhelming. It was for them to be feuding for, 3 months, right?
It's not over. And
I know it's not over, but for Riddle to finally get his hands on Seth Rollins, right? And this is what y'all gave us. Like, I expected more, especially it being a show like that with 60,000 in the crowd. I just expected more. It wasn't a bad match. It wasn't a bad match. I'm not saying that. But for me, knowing how much emotion is supposed to be between these two guys, and after the segment that we had on Monday, right? Like, I would expect there to be more ferociousness, if I guess what I want to say. I don't know. It's something about
you wanted more brutality.
About that match lacked for me, and it had to be the aggression because I just didn't see it. I didn't see it. And if somebody was talking about my lost family and how I've messed up or whatever,
I left it big head. You know what? Now that you say that, and I watched that match twice. It was great from a wrestling perspective, but the storyline, you thought it was going to be tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh my! And maybe that's what we get next, right? Maybe we do get that. Extreme
Rules is next, I believe.
So maybe we do get that, you know, kind of
make
a match
it better than last year. I'll say that.
You know, so I'm there for that match. I thought it was good, but I feel you on that as well. Executive consultant.
Is there a September pay per view?
Your thoughts WWE? On this, executive consultant?
The match was pretty good.
September pay-per-view. I don't know. Is there one?
The September pay-per-view? It was this.
Yeah,
it was. Okay, right, so it was. We know Roman's not going to be
Extreme
there.
Extreme Rules is, he's not going to be in Philly, but Extreme Rules is next month.
Oh, he's going to be in Philly. He just ain't going to wrestle.
damn, you
know, he's not gonna be there. Roles. He's probably gonna be there. Probably gonna be there. It's Philadelphia.
What does that mean?
They show up. Philly, DC, New York, Chicago. They show up. Those are the biggest wrestling.
Next year's WrestleMania.
He doesn't have to wrestle. That's the year after next, though. He doesn't have to wrestle. I will bet you, okay, a little Debbie cake that Roman Reigns will be in Philadelphia.
I don't eat Debbie cakes, but we'll make that bet. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't think Roman Reigns will not be in Philadelphia. Right. I bet you
a bottle of yak. There you go.
That's a big. You just went from a little Debbie cake to some yak.
Listen, when I'm the kid, your little Debbie cake was 25 cents, 92 for a dollar.
Yeah, yeah.
The hell?
Yeah.
I mean, no, it was two for.
You get the oatmeal pies with the fudge rounds. You get
they were a quarter. They were a quarter.
But then you had to pay. You had to pay the 35 cents for the double Swiss rolls, though.
They were a quarter.
they were four for
a dollar.
You had to utilize that dollar. You had to get the Swiss rolls because it had two in a pack. You know what I'm saying? It had two in a pack, so you had to utilize that dollar when you went to the bodega. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
I get two of everything.
I'm not gonna sit here and say that the joke's getting old.
I agree with
you. It'll get old, but Pot Roast Tacos will just be forever disrespected.
Okay. Let's figure out what the best going to be. But I'm telling you right now, Roman's not going to be a.
All right, check it. Moving on, so we can get out of here.
He was at two pay per views in a row.
We do have Worlds Collide at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Another daytime pay per view. We got Tyler Breaks versus Braun. Fuck you, because I did everything I could to get in, and I'm still checking my email, and I still didn't get in. I really want to go to see this. That's tonight. Also, this is tonight. Dice, did your girl lose her title?
Hell no. If Mandy loses, we riot.
Well, that's
not you riot.
Mandy Rose is the greatest NXT Women's Champion.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying. I am not. I mean this with all of my heart, every fiber in my being. Right? There has not been who's been like her? Who's had a come up like her?
Asuka.
You can't
Shayna Baszler.
Okay. Okay.
Bianca,
no.
I mean,
known already for their wrestling, right? Who?
Sasha Banks.
She was not known for her wrestling then. She was not known for her wrestling.
Sasha Banks to me was a joke when she first came out with the Kanye glasses trying to be that.
Yeah, she
black.
Was corny.
It was very corny. It was and look what happened to it. Now she's one of the most biggest wrestling female stars of all time.
But I'm not lying when I tell you. I believe that.
Give me 1 second, guys. Because sometimes I like to clarify some things that you say. To say that she's made the biggest improvement, yes. But to say she's the greatest champion, come on, bro.
I'm not. No, it's not no come on. It doesn't have the competition. This is my opinion.
And I respect your
opinion.
Over
you can't argue with my opinion.
Over Shayna Baszler.
I didn't say. Hold up. This is my opinion.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. If I tell you that peanut butter and jelly is better than ham and cheese,
opinion.
You can't tell
opinion.
Me that I'm wrong.
I can tell you're wrong. I can tell you that you're wrong. I can tell you I disagree, but it's still your opinion. All facts about what I just said is facts. I can still tell you that. All your opinion is still your opinion.
You can't, because if I tell you that the reason why I say that somebody is the greatest is because she's got the best looking ass I've ever seen in NXT, you can't tell me that I'm wrong.
Well, there's why.
I can tell you.
No, that's not wrestling dog. That's not my reason. But I'm just saying. I'm just using it as like if I look at something
tell
a different
you that
way,
you
can't tell me that I'm wrong.
I can tell that your background is wrong. I can tell that hey ho ho is wrong. I can tell
you. Can tell me, but doesn't mean it's
right. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. That's all. I can't. I think Bailey had a way better than her. Again, for me, it's the competition that she has not had there. That's not her fault.
Whose fault is that?
Vince McMahon.
Tom Brady was running the AFC East for 20 years. Whose fault is it that they couldn't put better teams together for him to face?
First of all, whose fault it was? The NFL for fixing the fucking game. That's whose fault it was. Listen, tonight, who you got in this match, Dice?
Oh, I love Carter. I love Katie Carter so much. They aren't losing those belts yet. They aren't losing.
No, they're
those
not.
Belts. They just got them.
Wrestling
and they've been on NXT for like 7 years.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Like, they should have been called up. I thought it was going to get called up. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to get called up. But, I think this is just a show, you know, that they don't really have many women's teams
back there, yeah,
on NXT. So I like the idea that some main roster people come back and to their grounds at NXT. I think this will be a really good match. I think it'll be better than what people would probably look at it on paper and be like, oh, no. I think all four of these women can go. It's just if they're going to have the chemistry. So it could be a match of the night contender for me. Maybe top three.
Katana and Kaden. That's all I had to say.
Who you got in this one, executive consultant?
Dewdrop and Nikki A. Sage are going to steal the show in this loss.
Okay. All right. In this loss. All right. Who's so still the show? Who should be matching the night? Right here.
Ooh.
Right here.
Ooh.
Right here. Y'all say Melo can't miss. I need him to prove it to me tonight. Because Ricochet has
he proved it to you yet.
No, I told you. I think I listen, opinions, right?
It oh, now, oh now, right? Now we got that. Hey, you see this? Now we get to specify our opinions. You see this? Come on now.
Opinions,
this,
right? This, opinions, this right?
NXT Melo, 2.0.
Melo.
One thing is for two, sure, two things fucking, for certain.
He's a bitch.
And three things is I'm he's telling you, there's been three people that have been the MVPs. Carmelo Hayes is one of them. Bron Breakker and Mandy Rose, or slash Toxic Attractive.
The that's MVPs been, of what? NXT 2.0?
Of NXT 2, yes!
Okay, but
that's why I think NXT, to watch it.
NXT 2.0 is not better than Impact.
Ooh. Man, you got, man.
Oh. I'm good.
Third time. He's walked off third
time. I tell you what, it wasn't better than Impact. It wasn't better than Impact this week because Mickie James had them biddies out.
Did you see them biddies?
We see.
I'm the one that told you.
We see if a show is really, really bad.
I didn't see it when you told me.
That's
what he showed me or told me.
What I've gathered in this episode, when an episode of wrestling is bad, as long as you have breast or butt, Dice is going to give you an automatic. Because this man literally walked off and then he came back, sat down because he said Impact was better because Mickey James.
Thompson got the greatest ass. Don't tell me shit. Mickey James got the greatest ass. Respect. She's a goat. Give her
Natalia
respect.
Natalia is a boat. Did you see them titties?
Who's winning the match? Who's playing the match? Who you got?
Melo doesn't miss. Ricochet came back and said, hey, I remember I used to be able to do some flips. This is going to be an opportunity for him to do it. Melo's going to sell for him. Melo is going to win this match. He's the A-champ. And I agree with Dice on this one. He is one of the highlights of NXT 2.0. Thank God he doesn't have breasts because he probably would be number one if it was up to Dice. But, yes, I'm going to go with
Who you got in this one?
Well, let's see. We know who the executive consultant knows who I'm going to pick, especially considering Ricochet. The fact that I did watch his match when he did win the NXT title from Adam Cole, and that was a great match.
Championship.
Yes, that shows that Ricochet can go at it. So I'm picking Ricochet. I know Mel's probably going to win, but I'm still picking my boy Ricochet at the end of the day.
Shout out to NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2018.
I want Ricochet to win, but he won't. Okay, this is Carmelo.
What's up with you and Melo? Take that shit down. What's up with you and Melo? Why do you can't stand
him? This is literally him. This is Sean's guy.
I'm sorry. Versus Triple H's guy. Is executive consultant or Mike Knox? I thought it was Z. Dice Man.
I'm just waiting on my question. I ain't got my question yet, so I had to go ahead and barge in.
I did ask you a question you thought was going to win. You told me. You answered it. Then you walked off. After I said something you didn't like.
He's thinking about Mickey James in the dress.
That's what this is. But I'm sorry. I just want to know that this is Triple H's guy versus Sean's guy. I think that's very
Melo's definitely Sean's guy.
Yeah, Sean versus Triple H's guy. Yeah. No, my thing with Melo is again for me guys is not just in ring. To me for him right now I have the Sasha Banks feel I had in the beginning. He's not to me that shit's fake. I don't believe who he is as a character. It doesn't work for me. I think that the protege he has, I think it works for him better. True. There's times when Melo's doing real good. I go, okay, I see where everybody likes him. I want to like him because everybody wants to. I think he's okay in the ring, but I think it's something about these smaller guys. You got to have exceptional.
Because he's short. You don't like him because he's short.
Trick
you don't like him because he's short.
Jericho
Trick
was short.
Trick is a victim of man.
He don't like Jericho.
Who don't like Jericho?
You don't like Jericho. You were not a Jericho guy. You just
of all, motherfucker. You got me calling your mother. I apologize for that. I've been a Jericho fan since Lionheart Chris Jericho. What are you talking about? Before
Isn't
I
even knew
before you were born, I was a Jericho fan.
You know,
you've been a fan of him for 3 weeks.
I have not been a fan of Jericho in AEW the last 2 years. Well, you want to call him
the Lionheart,
but
he's
I've always been a Jericho fan from day one. I always go
back to my
1,000 tapes. Mike Knox has always supported Chris Jericho, the Lionheart, Chris Jericho, Band of a Thousand Holes, Chris Jericho, all that shit.
That's Dean Malenko.
No, I'm talking about the list. So mind your business. Stop trying to correct me and go drink something. Now, Dice, we know who Dice is going to want. There's a lot of ass in this match. Wrestling Doll, who you got winning this match?
Let's see. There's Mandy, nice Mako, right there, or Blair? I'm going Mako.
Okay. Who you got in this with executive consultant?
Davenport.
I'm taking Davenport also. Because I think Mandy Rose is coming up.
Yeah, Toxic Attraction is called.
That's why she's coming up. That's why she loses, Dice. And you can get your wish, and we can see her on the main roster again, where she was in the beginning, in the first place.
Either every Monday or every Friday.
She had to go. She had to go down to get coaching.
Two steps back, three steps forward.
Yeah, and she did a good job. And again, on this one, I think Bron Breakker wins this. I just think that's their golden cow. And although Vince is gone, I think still behind scenes, Vince is still calling in plays. Okay.
Oh yeah, Vince is still throwing stuff in there. He's letting him give creative control and all that stuff. But when he doesn't like something, he's making that phone call. When he wants to offer something, he's making that phone call.
And this is Bron Breakker for me. Who you got in executive consultant?
Bron Breakker easily.
Z is silent.
And this is going to be a boring match.
This is Bron's. We got like what 3 months until the NXT Europe happens. So I think they're gonna polish off what they have left of their budding stars from 2.0. And then when Europe happens, I think a lot of this is gonna switch over and change. But I think he's still gonna be the guy for now until Europe, and then he'll probably get called up around Rumble time. That's my prediction for Bron.
Who you got in this one, Wrestling Doll?
Bron Breakker.
Breakker of Bronze.
I'm gonna miss that title though.
The
NXT UK title.
I do like that title. I actually seen it in person. It's actually a really good looking title. One of the ones I really do kind of want in my collection. Listen, guys, thank everybody in the chat for staying out and hanging out with us this long. We appreciate you. Please like, follow, and subscribe. As Dice would always say, when I ask you to buy a church plate or nothing, it's free to like, follow, and subscribe. It's free to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that Unpopular Review Entertainment is here. We do the best in sports talk, entertainment, wrestling, music, you name it, video gaming. Hell, at this point, we're going to have the top 10 titties in wrestling history coming up sooner or later. Messing with Dice.
Top 10 bodies in wrestling.
You know what's better? You know what's better about that? Is that my girl Stacey Keebler couldn't be in that contest.
And she might got the best legs, though.
We got the best legs, though.
Wrestling
Listen,
dog.
You ever have a top 10 attractive ladies in WWE, call me. I'll join you all in that.
We have a difference of opinion of what is attractive. So
That's what make it fun.
No, Mike will tell you that like Stacey Keebler is like top one or two for him. And I'm like,
that's debatable. Stacey was very pretty, naturally pretty.
She's a top five.
Kelly is too.
Kelly is also. Again,
there's a lot of people.
It's a lot of them. This is, guess what? Put like this. They all, the ratio is like 12 to a half compared to WWE to AEW as far as top tier beautiful women of all time.
Make my top 10.
Okay. They got about maybe one or two over there. That's
of all time
pretty.
Or today.
Aaliyah got that joke.
Even today. They got the better looking women in WWE.
Yes, we know that because they
AEW has the hottest woman in wrestling.
Here we go.
You mean the person that ain't defended the damn title in 2 months?
She defends it tonight.
And just like Roman,
Dice? You talked about they want to have sex with a woman with a shaved head. There you go. So you can smack her right in it. There you go. Jay Cargill and Athena tonight. We got Lionheart versus American Dragon. We got the match of the night that Dice and I will bust nuts for. Not together, by the way. Ricky starts in Powerhouse Hobbs.
I have a problem with the fact y'all busting nuts over men.
I did not endorse that statement. I did not endorse that statement.
Somebody say busting nuts. You know, these gentlemen want to do it. All right. Then we have this tonight as well. All that going tonight. We will be back here tomorrow morning. Or
we'll have a post show at 1 a.m. after this show
with
goes
the
off.
Post show on that Labor Day weekend. More likely, Dice and I will be drunk. So come back and join us and tune in. With that being said, any final words, Wrestling Dolph, you got it here?
No, just looking forward to seeing it. Maybe if I'm up enough, early enough, I'll probably join you for that post show.
Cool beans. Decca Consultant, anything for you besides going to the pay-per-view tonight where I couldn't come get into you fucking phone? Okay, NXT good.
Is going to be great.
See, it's silent. Tell them what we're going to do today, baby.
What are we doing today? We're playing Madden. Madden until nap time.
Because I can play now. I'm back.
Thank God, because I was sick of your Twitter rants.
First of all.
Listen, good morning, everybody, but bad at EA servers.
Listen, yeah, thanks to Sports Gamers Online, which you can find me every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. EA Sports heard my cries, okay? And they fixed my shit. So with that
Cheap plug. I got a cheap plug. No, I got a cheap plug.
I'll plug it.
I'm cheap plug.
It ain't cheap.
This Thursday. Well, it's free.
Well, no, we pay for the services to talk on, so technically it's free for them. But go ahead, plug it.
Oh, this Thursday, sports, culture, entertainment. Ah, if you like my wrestling rants, wait till you get a load of all of my other rants. Oh, I got some shit. Week one in the NFL, we're going to talk about it. She-Hulk, so far, I don't know why y'all not liking her twerking with Meg Thee Stallion. That was pretty dope to me. Is it the end of Versus? The Murder, Inc. story. Probably the best thing that's on TV right now as far as documentaries go. And then we're going to go back and review Empire! To the Empire! Season 1, episodes 1 through 5. And 4
parts. Oh, good. Series. Boy, because I'm on episode 3 now, so good. I thought I had to get to the whole season.
Walk off about 5 times that episode.
I had to get off the whole season.
Just watching his chair.
He's the host that one.
If y'all disrespect, Lucius Lyon.
Don't disrespect Lucius. All right. That's DJ. Okay. Do it for him, Dice. You do a better incident. I'm going to do it. Fuck, I'm going to try it. You know what I've been doing in the back of them cars? Did you know? He said, hell, man. Ain't like you back there sweating bullets.
Throw up the ones before we leave, people. Throw up the ones.
This is not what I want to do in my life. Listen,
I gotta get ready for NXT.
Say to yourself, baby. I love me some me. And don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special.